What's going on, y'all? Welcome back to another episode of the Big Brain Boys podcast. Thank you so much for waiting. I know every time we do a podcast, we're saying how we figure out the new setup and we got it. What we've done is try to do Zoom podcasts. We've tried to do over FaceTime recording through the computer, all this type of shit. It just doesn't hit the same. So I'm going to be traveling back to our home base where we have officially set up a...
We've bought a studio with all the money we've been making from the podcast.
Yeah,
it's invested.
It's a business write-off. It's a tax write-off.
Well, yeah, when you look at it, $50,000 isn't that much for a studio.
3,800 square feet. It's
we got humble. A basketball.
It's humble. Court. Yeah, and we want to thank you. We want to thank the fans for that. Really, mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like, I didn't want to have a podcast studio with a stripper pole in it, but that was really just the fans that kind of.
It came with the place, so we weren't going to take it out.
We weren't going to take it out. No, of course, it's disrespectful to the women that made their living on there.
Yeah.
So what we're going to do is once a month, I'm going to come back and do the pods in person. It's going to be way better quality. I think everybody can agree that the in person pods are way fucking better. And it just hits way harder. And we're going to do probably two of them per time I come back. And then we'll be releasing them bi-weekly. That's the plan as of now. So thank you for staying with us. I know we're basically starting back from scratch as far as continuity goes or whatever. But
yeah.
But hey, man, how's it going?
Good, man. Cheers.
Cheers, buddy.
Long time no see.
Yeah.
Good to be face-to-face again.
How was your summer?
Got engaged over the summer. So that's big news.
Wow. I didn't know you were going to try. I didn't know you were going to tell Pod that.
Well, I thought, you know, we're all family at this point. So bring it in for the fans.
I'm going to put a gigantic applause track
in the back. Yeah, there's going to be fireworks and shit. So yeah, that was the big news this summer. So engaged to be married.
That's so gay, dude.
Yeah, super lame.
You got married to a girl?
Ew. That's gross.
Dude.
So gay, dude.
That's awesome, man. I'm so happy for you. That's awesome.
How's your summer, man? What'd you get up to?
Fucking nothing, man.
I know you've been doing crazy shit. You've been going crazy on your Instagram stories.
I've been going dummy. What do you mean crazy on my Instagram stories?
Every other weekend, there's just something dumb on there.
like dummy?
Like dumb. You're going dumb, I mean.
Like going like...
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
But like, you mean like going, like, still going silly with it?
Yeah. Full on goofy shenanigans mode.
I'm going quirk mode.
Yes.
Is it really my stories?
Yeah.
I think it's because when I know what I'm like day to day, but then I post I'll post the dumb shit on my stories.
True.
So then everyone just thinks that.
But like, you're always in an airport making fun of people standing up too early, or in a different city, or.
I do travel a lot. I mean, fuck, I don't even.
Oh, don't do the character. don't do him right to my face.
Don't you fucking dare.
But yeah, man, you look like you've done some shit, so.
Yeah, dude. I mean, I was just in a freaking movie, dude. Get that, hey?
Big Hollywood guy now.
Yeah. Nice little fucking.
Humble beginnings from TikTok, straight to Hollywood. Nothing in between.
No audition, no nothing. Just no agent, no manager. Yeah, just a fucking Instagram account.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, was just in a movie, dude. How you like that, huh? Sorry to go fucking absolute stupid on y'all like that, but I had to.
Yeah. So how was it? Are you a good actor or are you bad?
Terrible.
Yeah.
Terrible, dude. No, good. Like, it's acting is like it's what I do in my videos and stuff like that all the time too. But I'll tell you what, man, making movies was like way more like boring than I thought it would be.
Yeah.
Like, maybe if you're like Tom Cruise and you're like jumping out of helicopters in your movies and shit, but like, oh man, just to be there for like 12 hours and you got to do a scene where you're like, all right, call me later. And you got to do it 30,000 times.
You got to do one scene, but you have to be there all day.
Yeah. Oh man, you earn your money. Mm-hmm. You earn your money.
And it's a lot of money you earned, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I totally didn't lose money on that trip. I totally didn't fucking go into the fucking red $2,000.
Yeah. Max out the credit card.
Yeah.
No, exactly. But that's sweet, man. So when's the next role? When's the next movie?
Probably fucking soon, buddy.
Yeah.
Probably soon, until unless this comes out and everyone who sees it goes like, oh, God.
That guy's bad.
That guy sucks. No, dude, it's like, it's funny, like, I got the role from a friend of mine, or we had each other on socials. He's a producer. He actually produced Gillian Keefe's with Shane Gillis.
Oh, sick.
Yeah, so his company's called, I'm not sure if I should actually say this, because I think the movie is all still fucking, I don't know if you can release details about it. But yeah, I basically got it from a mutual on socials who liked my content,
mm-hmm.
got me the movie role, and was basically just told me, he's like, honestly, like, I want to do stuff with you, but like this movie role, like, it's not really you. It's not like I'm being like a full comedy, like something sort of character. It's like,
yeah.
It is more of like a dramatic role, but he kind of was like, you know, you can kind of spice it up a little bit, like do a little bit of it. And so, yeah, I was just trying to make it as funny as possible, mm-hmm. and just try to be, I was trying to be like as much of a dick
as possible. Was there like comedic moments in your character, or like?
Barely, not really.
Just like.
Well, originally the character was written for, or the role, not was written for, but the person who had it before was Mark Dacascos. Again, hopefully I can say this, but he played Zero in John Wick, and he was in like, I think he was in Hawaii 5-0. He was in like a whole bunch of fucking, like he's probably like a middle 50s aged, like very good, like
well established,
well seasoned actor.
Yeah.
But he's also kind of like a softer dude.
Yeah.
Like more, I think it was more of like a gentlemanly type role, like a kind of sweeter, gentler character.
Yeah.
And then when he put my name in the hat for it, I was like, I'm gonna do it my way. He's like, do it your way.
Yeah.
So I just made it like kind of like, I really made it like an asshole.
Yeah.
You know, that's what I'm good at.
That, yeah. Second nature to you at this point, just being a total prick.
Yeah. When I was like, it's funny. Like when I was a kid, I always wanted to be like an athlete, astronaut, rock star, cowboy.
Yeah. But instead people look at you and they're like, wow, you're like a total dick.
You're really good at being a fucking asshole.
Yeah. Like,
yeah. All right. Cool.
Can you do that in front of a camera? I get. Thank you.
Yeah.
I guess.
Yeah.
Wow, that was a weird way of complimenting me.
Yeah. So, I mean, I had to level up on you bitches. I had to level up on you bitches, and it's over now. The beers are going down good for you today, hey?
Yeah.
Have you been getting bendy mode this summer, or have you not been?
No.
Really?
It depends who's asking. If my mommy's asking, no.
No. Yeah.
If you're asking, yep.
Yeah. Have you been guzzling them?
Yeah, I've had. Yep. Yeah, I've had a few nights where the curtains close, you know, where you're still out, but it's just blackness in front of you.
Lights are on, no
one's
home.
And you're just, you're just on autopilot, I guess.
Yep. Sick. Okay, so how about this? Let's start it off. Let's just run through a couple of these. We got Q&A, bad advice, topics.
Yeah, fan questions.
Submissions from the Instagram. Tips for not being horny after adult circumcision.
Excuse me?
Tips for not being horny after adult circumcision. Supervision.
After adult supervision. I mean, I have no experience with that. So I don't know how to help you, man. Like, are you just horny because the hood's off now? Like,
tips for not being horny after adult circumcision.
So he's hornier after getting...
And I think he's trying to see advice, tips to not be so horny. Like, how do I stop being so horny after adult circumcision?
I don't know, man.
I guess you could.
It's crazy to wear that shirt while that question's coming out.
Horny doesn't even begin to describe. Don't even fucking look at me.
Yeah. The question should just be tips on how to not be so horny, which I still haven't figured out.
Yeah, but I guess after adult circumcision, like, people keep the foreskin after they get circumcised. But I guess you could keep it and almost, like, wear it like a glove, like, put it back on. If you were trying to be the same level of horniness before the circumcision, you could just take it off when you want to do things and live life uncircumcised, because now you're uncircumcised. But now if you want to stop being
like horny, literally have it like a toque, like you could.
It's literally a toque. Yeah. A beanie, as Americans would call it. Yeah, you know, Canadians, it's only Canadians call it toques.
I fucking hate Americans.
I say do that. I don't know if you kept it and put it in like a box or something. After
I'd keep it. I'd frame it.
Best advice to get out of a shitty first date.
Male or female asking?
It's a female asking.
I mean, fucking, I don't know. Stick him with the bill. Just walk out on him. Say you have to go to the bathroom. Leave.
I would say, but here's the thing though, is that if you just leave, I think it leaves it too open ended. If you're trying to get out of a first date, you want to like make it clear.
Mm-hmm.
I'm assuming that's what the question is, being like, how do I get out of the first date and never happen again? Like, not just like leaving and then having the guy calling you and be like, where'd you go?
Okay.
Do you feel me? I think you gotta
draw a line in the sand.
I think you gotta like something.
Oh shit. Damn. I was not ready for that at all.
Do it like for science. Do it for science.
Yeah, sure. Or do whatever that means.
Do it for self-preservation or something like that.
Yeah, okay.
No, just go on like a crazy rant. Yeah. Going like a wild, crazy rant.
You just got to start bringing up topics that are controversial. Religion, politics.
Yeah.
Whatever the fuck, anything in between with those. And then find something he doesn't agree with and then hammer that.
Yeah.
Like if he's like...
If he's right wing or left wing or whatever it is.
Yeah. Just like if he's like fucking close the borders, just be like, I want them open up. Let them all in. I want everybody living here with me right now.
Yeah. I like that.
Yeah.
I like that.
Because then he's just going to be so turned off by that, he'll never ever talk to you again.
Right. Yeah. I think that's what
he'll do. Or he'll kill you.
Yeah. Which you get out of.
Yeah.
I have a crush on my brother's friend. Give me bad advice, please. Threesome.
Smash him.
What?
Whoa. That's crazy.
Okay. So this is a girl. I have a crush on my brother's friend. Give me bad advice, please.
Good advice would be talk to your brother about it. Mm-mm. That's good advice.
Mm-mm.
You have to lay the card
down. That's the bad advice.
No.
That's the bad advice. Talk to your brother about it.
Yeah. Be like,
I want to fuck the Johnny.
Yeah.
And he's like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
No.
Give him an ultimatum. Johnny or your sister?
Oh.
Like.
I thought you meant to fuck.
That's like, crazy.
Damn.
He really going for it.
No, I say do it behind his back as long as you can and then blow up the family relationship.
Yeah. Burn bridges that you can never build again.
Yeah. I say that.
And then, like we always say, gaslight him.
That's exactly right. And
call him crazy. Say it never happened. You're imagining things. You're a psycho. You're tearing this family apart. We don't love you anymore.
You're tearing this family apart's a good one.
Yeah.
You're tearing this family apart is a really good one.
That's a great line.
Yeah. That's a really good one.
Thanksgiving, somebody steals the last fucking potato. You're tearing this family apart. Like that's a crazy line.
Yeah. I like that. Because also I think the reason you have a crush on your brother's friend is because he's your brother's friend. And in your mind, it's a little taboo.
Yeah.
I think if you just do it once, the crush will actually go away. So I think actually, if I'm serious.
Okay.
This is actually me locking the fuck in.
I got you.
I'm getting locked.
No, I'm with you. No, I'm with you.
Okay. I think if you just do it once, the crush will go away and then you'll never want to do it again. So you'll be fine. Mm-hmm. And if you can gamble once that he doesn't get found out, I think you're perfect.
Mm. I think if you do it once because it's so taboo, like it feels more exciting, just do it 6, 7, 8 more times
until it doesn't. Yeah.
Until it doesn't feel
wear
good
it out.
Anymore.
Wear it out.
Yeah. And then, I don't know, marry him or don't.
Yep. I like that.
So, I don't know. You're welcome.
Bad advice on being late.
Oh, you know, I'm not the person to ask this. How are you as far as time management? Are you good?
Oh, I'm terrible.
Yeah,
I remember at my last job, they implemented a late payment like fee strap. Like every minute I was late was a dollar off my paycheck.
Oh,
yeah,
that should be illegal. Actually, I think that is illegal. Just because you're not there on time, they have to not pay you. I'm 100% the wrong person to ask. Like
you suck ass.
Yeah, like I'll tell you, I'll be there in 15 minutes. I haven't even.
And that's
I haven't got out of bed. I haven't brushed my teeth.
And the thing about you is that people don't talk enough shit about you.
I was gonna say just like ease up.
No, but
you came at me crazy. But no, but thing about you, don't ever say that again.
Can I say one thing?
Sorry,
you can be done if you want. Like you can keep going, but then once you're done, let me know so that then I know that for sure I can go without hearing your voice in my head while I'm talking.
Yeah.
I can go.
Yep.
So here's the thing: people don't talk enough shit about you. Because here's there's like people are like, man, Matt's so nice. He's such a good guy. Like all the messages about the pod I get are like, man, Matt's the good guy. Connor's an asshole. All this kind of stuff. People don't know that you have just no respect for no one except yourself.
Honestly, if I can speak candidly, I have no respect for you.
Oh.
But okay, tips on not being late. Honestly, I live by this. Who cares? Like,
yeah.
as long as you don't care that you're late, fuck what everybody else thinks.
So you don't think it's disrespectful to people's time to be late?
No, fuck them.
Really? In all circumstances?
No, all the time.
Really?
Yeah. Wife giving birth, show up late, man. Grab a coffee on the way. It's fine. Work, really? Work demands you to be there. I don't know. Get a new job, man. It's all good.
And are you saying that because you, in your head, you don't even factor in the other people's...
Yeah, no. It's my world. Everybody's living in it.
It's your world. Everyone's living in it. That's what I wanted to get out of you to then reiterate to the fans.
I think a lot of people will agree with me, though. I think a lot of people will agree with me. You're the main character in your story. Just fucking show up late, man. It's all good.
The main character in your story.
Like, you seen those TikToks where it's like, commit tax fraud. Like, what does it matter? And it like zooms out. Like, we're all like on the planet or whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, that's, I like, be late. What is,
you know? Obviously I'm going against you here, 'cause we have to find ground to debate on, but I'm in the same boat, mm-hmm, as you.
I actually agree.
I don't think being late is as serious as people make it.
Yes.
And I'll tell you what'll make me even later is when people like try to call me out for it.
Yeah.
Because then I know if I'm going to show up and be upset because of how they're treating me,
reacting to me being late,
I might as well be happier with my time. Because here's the thing, rushing somewhere and like skipping, like, you know, you skip breakfast because you got to be somewhere, like whatever, like that, it makes you shittier. It, mm-hmm, makes you less happy.
Yeah.
I would rather be happier when I get somewhere. And
you get to a point where they're already going to be mad you're late.
Yes. So you might as well be happier.
Have your breakfast, yeah, have a coffee, walk the dog, like, do whatever you got to do.
Now, the problem is, you said when your wife's pregnant.
Oops.
How badly did Travis Kelce put Taylor Swift on the map? How about
facts,
that, hey?
Facts.
Kelce and Swift? I think that is hands down, and I mean this unironically,
okay,
the worst thing to happen to football.
Yeah, I agree.
The worst thing to happen to football. And like by a fucking mile.
Yeah. It's getting out of hand.
And I mean, I'm talking like the concussion problem, mm-hmm,
drugs and alcohol abuse,
shady refs.
Yeah.
All that. The worst thing to happen to football
is Taylor Swift dating
an NFL player.
Yeah.
Dude, that's all the NFL socials now is just Taylor Swift.
Dude, it went for like 4 days. It was out of control. It was ridiculous.
Yeah, like 4 full days of just fucking ESPN, SportsCenter, NFL, all the specific teams, NFL,
they
and
just
then
kept
CBS
showing,
Sports.
They just kept showing Kelce catching that touchdown and just cutting to Taylor.
Yeah.
They showed that clip 4,000 times.
Yeah. And I mean, like, the Chiefs seem like they have a good team, so they seem like they'd be cool with it. But like, dude, if I was in the locker room and like now we had to like listen to Taylor Swift before games and shit, like, bro, I'd be fucking cheese.
Yeah,
man.
Like, this, we're not listening to this.
Yeah. It's funny that, like, to see like guys and girls like debating about who, like, they're seeing guys like gaslight their girlfriends and be like, man, like, Kelce really made Taylor Swift famous.
Yeah.
And she's like, they're like,
what?
Yeah.
I'm going to Taylor Swift.
Are you?
Yeah.
When?
Next year, next November.
Next November?
Yep.
You bought tickets for a concert in, mm-hmm, in over a year?
Mm-hmm. And won the draw. We're going.
Won the draw?
Yeah, you have to enter a draw just to be able to buy the tickets.
Oh, yeah, because her tickets are fucked, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It's in over a year. You might not even know what you're doing at that time.
I know.
How do tickets even get sold like that?
Oh, so it's sold out in like 30 seconds.
Like, what?
Yeah. It's in Toronto too, so I'll be in Toronto this time, or November next year.
You're coming to Toronto for a Taylor Swift concert,
uh-huh,
in over a year.
Uh-huh. Yep.
Wow.
Yeah.
Holy shit.
And I'm excited.
Sure. Are you a Swift guy?
No.
No?
No.
Not
I
thing?
Mean, yes. I mean, don't get fucking mad at me. I know they're...
Oh, they'll come for you, dude.
A little kooky.
Yeah. No shit.
Yeah.
So you're a Taylor Swift guy, eh?
Well, I'm going to have to be. I'm going to have to... Like, I'm a big, like... Taylor's version. I'm like,
what's Taylor's version?
I don't know. I think she like she sold, I don't know, fucking Scooter Braun stole all her albums, so she re-released all the songs as Taylor version.
Dude, a guy named Scooter, you know?
First name, Scooter.
First name, Scooter.
Hey, scoot out
dude,
of here, buddy.
Dude, that guy, I know he's Justin Bieber's guy or whatever. He's been a whole bunch of people. He's one of the biggest whatever managers or something like that. But like the fact that that guy made it so far with the name that like... that's a name that like in a Disney movie is like the hacker.
Yeah.
They're like, we got to get Scooter on it. And he's like, step aside. He's like, we're hacking the mainframe.
He's the biggest nerd ever.
Yeah. And he's wearing like fingerless gloves and like goggles and shit. Like that's Scooter.
Scooter is I've never even really thought about that. Just cause he's always just been famous and been like that guy.
Yeah.
That I've never really thought about how crazy of a name Scooter is.
Scooter. And then Braun, which is a fucking razor blade company. Electric razor company. Scooter Braun, this guy, razor Scooter, fucking Gillette.
But what's going to be good is us talking about this right now. Like the people are going to comment, like, how do you not know what Taylor's version is? Like they're going to go crazy.
And I'm going to be Taylor's version. Taylor's version of a song.
Yeah. She like re-released, I think, and correct me if I'm wrong, re-released all her songs as Taylor's version. Just so she owns all the samples.
Mm.
And you're not supposed to listen to the originals, I don't think.
Mm. Okay, sure.
So I'm a huge Swiftie. I'm a big fan, have been for years. Like I was probably one of the first fans.
Three songs, go.
Bad Blood. Red.
Now I got Bad Blood. I know that one, I know that
it's
one.
It's because Kendrick Lamar did a feature on it.
Oh. Name another.
21.
Now you know I love that bass. Love that bass. No jumper. Something like that. I don't know.
No, that's not Taylor. That's not Taylor. That's not Taylor. Oh no.
No
jumper.
Adam 22's version of fucking Adam 22's version.
I can't believe. No, that's not it.
That's not Taylor Swift.
No,
Katy Perry.
No, that's who gives a shit. I'm gonna be honest, I'm drawing a blank here.
Fuck.
Is 21, is that the name of the song?
21.
23? I don't know, man. It's a number. It's 20 something. Now 22. Isn't 22?
Oh, feeling 22 or whatever.
Yeah.
I don't know if it's a song. That might just be like her catchphrase or something like that.
Okay, you name one. Go ahead.
I don't know. I know the Bad Blood, which you said I wouldn't have said it myself. Taylor Swift. Okay, come on.
Yeah.
Guitar. I mean, Taylor Swift. Fuck. This is like Bad Bunny too. Like I can't name a single Bad Bunny song.
No, same.
And he's massive.
Yeah.
He's the biggest in the world, I think, right now.
Yeah. Or maybe internationally, Taylor. Like a superstar.
Yeah.
And I don't know one song.
I mean, I'm sure I know. I think I know one song actually. He's got that.
But could you like name the title of it?
No. Well, I mean, I don't speak the language. Boson triempi. Bum bum pim pum pi. No, I don't know. Taylor Swift songs. Fuck, without looking? Taylor Swift. Now we got Bad Blood. Are you sure it's not that bass?
No.
Turn up that bass.
That's,
something.
That's Megan Trainor.
Oh, Megan Trainor.
Yeah.
Oh, with the blonde.
Yeah.
She got shit on for a while, didn't she?
Yeah, she's still something, alive? I think. I don't know.
Demi Lovato. Smash or pass.
That's it. I don't know.
Taylor Swift songs. Can you name another? Taylor Swift songs.
I'm pretty sure 22 is what it's called. I can't believe I went 23 and 21. I'm pretty sure it's
22.
And then...
Taylor Swift, like I can hear the voice, I guess.
Like as red as, I don't know. I can't even like sing one in my head right now.
Feeling 22. Ooh. I think, right?
That was kind of, I think that's kind of how
it
goes. I think
that might actually be how it goes. Taylor Swift.
Can we play one right now? Is that going to fuck things up if we pull up a song?
No. Pull up Shuffle T Swift. And I bet,
play a song, you'll know the title?
I bet.
I'm going to go deep in the archive just so you don't
run that up. Chance. But no, don't give me some ass. Like, don't give me some B-sides from fucking 08.
These are all new songs, so I don't feel like you're going to know these.
Give me the classics.
Here we go, I think.
You know, that's the bass.
Is it?
You know, I love the bass. It's something. Yeah, something.
Name the song. It's coming up.
People say. Ooh, I know this shit.
Come on.
This isn't like a
Wait, it's coming up. Well, okay. She kind of go hard, actually.
She kind of go dummy.
Hold on.
Yeah, it's come. This is the big one, right? No,
wait, yeah.
Da, 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 da. Yeah, this is why that was at the ranch.
This,
like
this is a radio hit.
Yeah. Be all right.
Yeah.
Play, but and the bass is gonna
no
with
wait
the bass.
Wait.
I would have never guessed
shake it off.
I would have never guessed shake it off.
Really?
I would never guessed shake it off. I would have guessed that was
all about the
bass. I would have guessed that was that one.
No.
Give me another.
Okay, hold on. Choo.
See, that was at the bar when we were like 17. Like that one, I remember taking a shot and saliva filling up my mouth. I'm about to throw up, and I'm underage at the club.
Yeah.
And hearing that song as I fucking. As I fucking Wallace and vomit in the bathroom.
The thing is, I'm looking like these are all her top songs. I don't know any of them.
Play one. Play the top one. I'm sure that sounds familiar too.
Another radio smash-a-rooney.
Is it?
Yeah. Oh.
Look at the bass. I swear she does a similar song. Gonna be forever. I think it's gonna be forever, right? Is it called Forever?
No.
It's not?
No.
No. She says gonna be forever here. I swear.
Yeah.
It's gonna be forever. Watch. Ah!
Mama! Yeah. Yeah.
Got all these Starbucks lovers. I remember this one.
Damn.
I know this one, bro. Chill out with all
Damn.
That.
Y'all Hold on.
You're not built like I am, man. You're not.
Okay.
You're not built like me. And
this is not where I saw this recording going.
On everything I love, I bet I could fucking do that all day.
I'm going to be honest. After hearing those two Taylor Swift songs, I'm all in.
I have heard that her live performance right now, like her recent concerts, have been like Michael Jackson-esque.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we're Swifties.
We got the Swifties on our side now, at least.
Don't tell my blue-collar dad that.
I mean, they might be mad that we don't know any of the songs. And
I swear she does a All About the Bass something.
Do you want me to play that song?
Well, no, but I'm saying I you might be right with who sings
okay,
it.
Okay, but there's something similar?
I bet she does something close.
All About the Bass. Okay.
Well, all about fans, that bass.
The fans can let us know.
More volume. All right. That's it from that. Okay. Have you been seeing this Roman Empire trend a lot lately?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Be honest. Okay. Don't fuck around. Do you ever think about the Roman Empire?
If I'm totally honest.
Yeah.
Not really.
What's not really? Because I know what my answer is.
Not at all is yours?
Fucking zero.
So here's the thing. So Am asked me the question, obviously, like every other girl asked their whatever boyfriends.
Yeah.
And I didn't know the trend at all. And I was like, like, not really. And she's like, well, what do you like? She's like, do you ever think about anything like that? And I honestly, like once a week, will think about the Egyptians and like the pyramids and shit and the shit that they did.
Think about it. Like what triggers, what's the catalyst to the thought?
Like, I don't know. It's like a ancient technology that we don't know about, and it'll just pop in my head, and I'll just kind of be like, "Fuck, that's like, how the fuck did they build those?" Or like, I'll see a TikTok or something. It's like
seeing a TikTok's different because then you're seeing it,
putting the thought
in your head.
Yeah, fair enough.
But going about your life, you think about the Egyptians once a week.
Yeah, I'd say
really, Jesus Christ.
And so now that this Roman Empire thing came out, I never really thought about it, but then fucking learning everything, now I can't stop thinking about them. Fucking crazy what they did. Same thing, ancient, like old technologies, they built things thousands. It's fucking crazy. And so now, because of this trend, it's gonna be stuck in my fucking brain forever, just like the Egyptians.
The Roman Empire is crazy.
Yeah.
Have you seen what's going on in Japan? No. They have robots that bring you food and shit.
Crazy.
Yeah.
Actually, I had that at an airport once. I was in like one of those like.
What did the Roman Empire do that makes you not be surprised at what?
Because they did it like thousands of years ago.
Like, you don't think about Stephen Hawking and how much he got done without the ability to talk?
No, fuck him.
Really?
Yeah.
Damn, bro.
Yeah.
When I tell you, bro, I mean zero, I think, about the Roman Empire. Like, I mean, obviously, like, now...
Now it's in your head, you think about it a little bit, but...
But, like, zero. And, bro, it's like it, he's do, like, it's dudes, like, who have come on and made videos, like, defending it. who, like, they work at, like, Walgreens. And they're like, what about stocking shelves at Walgreens makes you think about the Roman Empire?
No, I agree, it is definitely, like... It's definitely...
Like, there's never been two more different human beings in history than the guy, like, vaping and stocking shelves at Walgreens and the fucking Roman gladiators.
Yeah, yeah. No, I mean, fucking fair enough. And that's why he thinks about him, because he wants to be that gladiator. He's in there defending Walgreens with his fucking life. Willing to go to war for Walgreens.
Yeah, I don't think about that shit at all, dude.
Damn, man, you need to get some hobbies.
I need some hobbies? No, man, I don't need hobbies. My brain is so full.
You got too much shit going on?
I got too much shit going on, man. For real. Okay, so yeah. I mean, this was a while ago. We haven't talked in a little bit, but aren't you going to ask me how George Kittle's party was?
I was going to. Yeah. But since you brought it up so humbly,
mm-hmm.
How was Kittle Fest 2023?
It was whatever, man, honestly. I'm getting kind of like, I don't know. I'm just getting sick of like famous guy shit. Like, it's just like NFL parties, like I'm just getting a little bit sick of it, to be honest. Like, I miss life. You know what I mean? I miss going to the grocery store without fucking, you know, yo, can you be at this sick ass party? All these fucking chicks. Like, I miss that shit for real.
Yeah. Well, everybody feels for you. That's really sad that you have to go through that. So,
oh man. Someone has.
You don't want to talk about it? We can move on. We don't have to talk about the...
No, you brought it up, so we might as well talk about it for probably 20 minutes. No, it was fucking... It was so cool. Dude, George is the man.
Yeah.
And, dude, we talked about this a little bit before, obviously, too, but, like, just, like, I was tripping so hard because, like, I went by, like, the... You know, I went by myself, which is crazy.
Yeah.
Which is so out of this world insane. Mm-hmm. And all of you guys were gaslighting me when I was saying that it's crazy. You guys were like, it's not crazy. I'm like, it is fucking... To show up to a place
mm-hmm.
by yourself is...
Like a party? Like,
is serial killer behavior,
yeah,
dude.
Yeah, yeah,
that
yeah.
is insanity.
Mm-hmm.
And I live in, like, the negative.
Mm-hmm.
So I, like, you know, at first I was like, oh, sick. But then, like, as, like, he lives, like, out of Nashville, so I was, like, it's, like, a 40-minute, like, Uber out of there.
Yeah.
And I was, like, driving into, like, the woods, and I was, like, wait a minute, like...
What am I doing?
Wait a minute, like, well, I was, like, bro, why would George Kittle want me at his party?
Yeah.
And I was, like, driving, and I was, like, dude, like, this, like, I'm gonna show up, and, like, fucking Roger Goodell, it's gonna be, like, a sacrifice for, like, Roger Goodell. They're gonna, like, fucking chop me up limb from limb or something like that. I'm, like, no shot, I deserve an invite to this. And I'm thinking I'm going to, like, show up and it's going to be like Tom Brady.
Yeah.
And he's going to be like, yo, George, is this that fucking idiot TikTok kid you told me about? Dude, let's fucking pants him, dude. Look at his little dick.
Yeah. Let's make fun of him.
Yeah.
Make us laugh, funny guy. Yeah. Hey.
Dude, look at his little cock. What a loser. And I'm just like, damn, Tom.
All the guys are just like bench pressing you. You're like, I don't want to be here anymore.
Yeah, dude, like fucking Tom's dating Kim Kardashian now. Like, Kim Kardashian's looking at me. I got my pants at my ankles. Like, they're all pointing
knees
and laughing
together.
At, yeah, they're pointing at my dick. I'm like, oh man, I'm never fucking Kim K ever.
Man.
Yeah. And that's the thing, like, showing up by myself, like, I was like, dude, this is like, I'm going to show up and it's going to be like, they're going to be like, all right, hey, Connor's here. Yeah, we can start playing couples drinking games. And I'm going to be like, oh, I don't have somebody. They're like, oh, it's all good. You can go with like John in the corner. And John's just like, like, you're like, oh, fuck, man. This sucks.
Shit.
This sucks ass. Like, that's so, dude, I mean,
you showed up, no bitches, no beers, no food, just you and the clothes on your back.
I showed up with booze. I showed up with a lot of booze. That's the least I could do.
Yeah.
Was show up with booze. I mean, Christ's sakes. But I mean, yeah. I mean, like, Just so I mean, I start like, dude, I start control alt deleting beers. Mm-hmm. Like, cause I'm standing next to Michael Chandler.
Yeah.
One of the best UFC lightweights to ever exist. And I'm standing next to him and I'm getting bliggityblacked.com, dude. Like, cause I'm like, just in case this guy tries to fucking put me in a fucking triangle, I'm not going out fucking sober.
Yeah.
Like, it's like,
you're swinging for the fences.
Yeah. Yeah.
Completely blind drunk. Like, yeah. You get so drunk. Hey, fuck you, buddy. He just sleeps you.
It's like that scene from Wolf of Wall Street where they're going to go down in the boat and he's like, get the ludes. I will not die sober. I'm like, if I'm getting choked out at this NFL party, I'm getting fucking wasted first.
Yeah, I don't want to feel a thing.
Yeah. Oh, and dude, I made such an idiot of myself in front of Michael Chandler's wife. Dude, so I'm fucking like, 2 hours in, I'm like Quentin Tarantino, dude. Yeah. Like, I'm fucking blacked. And I'm like barely even open my eyes. And I'm like, I had to go to the washroom. And I like went in to go to the washroom. And there was a line. It was Michael Chandler's wife and a couple other girls or whatever like that.
Yeah.
And I was like, is this the line for the washroom? And they were like, yeah. And I was I think that's what I said. But in reality, I was probably like, pee pee poo poo. Like,
can I be here?
Can I go pee pee? Like, what? And she's like, you know, there's another bathroom like out whatever like there with no line or whatever. I was like, oh, over there. She's like, yeah, yeah. And so I was like, oh, thanks. God bless the US of A. Because I kept like saying that because like everyone knew I was a Canadian.
Yeah.
Just because they kept talking to me. So I was like, I kept saying, God bless the US of A. She didn't know.
Yeah.
So I said, like, I was like, God bless the US of A. And she was like, okay. Like, and I just walked away. I was like, stupid, why are we such an idiot?
Like,
yeah, dude. She probably thought I was like a fucking Make-A-Wish kid or something.
You're a psycho.
Yeah.
God bless the US of A.
She's like, yeah.
All right.
All right, dude. Yeah. Have a good piss.
Fucking get away from me, you psycho.
And just like by the end of it, I was just like, could barely even stand up. I was like, George, the 49ers aren't using it right. Like, let's go run some routes. Like,
I should be the offensive coordinator. I can utilize you better.
Hey, you need to change your 3-point stance. All right, let me show you right now. Hey, you need to shift your hips when you're in the zone. he's like, all right, buddy.
Get your weight lower.
Yeah, get your weight lower.
He's just like, who are you? Why? I think I'm doing all right for myself. One of the top tight ends in the league.
Oh, dude, and I was gonna bring a girl from that I knew in Nashville, but we hadn't met. Mm-hmm. And did I tell you about this?
I think so. Yeah, a little bit.
I was gonna bring a girl, but I hadn't met her. But I knew she was in Nashville.
Yeah,
and I was like, that's way too risky to bring someone that you don't know completely to like a fucking NFL party or whatever.
Yeah,
because you have no idea how they're gonna act. Like, fuck,
she can start saying crazy things like "God bless the US of A" to random chicks.
That's the thing. You have no idea what, like, you know, she gets fucking three White Claws deep, and she's like, why are you guys playing football? It's so stupid. And you're just like, shut the fuck up. Shut up.
You need to leave right now. Yeah. And then Jelly Roll performed, didn't he? Or
Jelly Roll performed, yeah.
That's crazy.
And Jelly Roll just won, I think, Best Male Artist of the Year at the Country Awards.
Really?
Yep.
Fuck, that's crazy.
Dude, he was awesome, man. He was awesome. He was very cool. Oh yeah, and then I tried. We talked about this when I first met George and his family and his dad and his mom and stuff like that.
Yeah,
about his dad.
Yeah,
His dad's a really, you know, fucking hard, you know,
football dad.
Yeah, cold dude. Like, not cold, but just, you know, old school dude. And I showed up and I was like, I was hoping I was gonna like connect with him a bit more and like get him a bit more. And I was hoping that like I was gonna go see him again. He's gonna be like, oh yeah, George showed me your videos. Yeah, you're funny. I was hoping he was gonna and we'd like this. And I was like, Bruce, how you doing? It's Connor. We met last comedy TikTok. He's hey. I just walked in. I was like, fuck.
What's up, little guy?
Yeah. He's like, how you doing?
Yeah, just
I was like,
has no time for it.
Yeah, just no time for it at all. I was just like, fuck, man.
I thought me and your dad would have been best buddies by now.
Yeah. Yeah, I was like, if I keep showing up to shit, eventually he's just gonna be like, dude, who the fuck are you?
I don't mess around with this fucking tiki talk shit, all right, man? You're fucking 27. Leave me alone. I'm 60.
Yeah. I'll get you sometime, Brucey.
Bruce, come over for a beer, man. We're cool.
Dude, what's Kittle's fucking net worth? Do you know?
No idea.
George Kittle net worth. I mean, mine's $5 million on Google. George Kittle is an American football tight end who has a net worth approximated to be around $50 million.
50 schmilly? What's his contract right now?
Oh, 5 years, 75 mil.
Damn, he's worth more than that.
Damn, bro. I should have took something on my way out.
You're just like in his cupboards, like taking mugs. You're like, this is a nice fucking mug.
But that was Kittle Fest. That was Kittle Fest.
Can't believe you and Kittle aren't best friends now.
Aren't?
I guess you guys kind of are now. Now that he invites you to his parties, his private parties.
Yeah. And that's just the one I had time for. I mean, I think he invited me to 9, I think, or maybe 10 before. I think if there's anyone in the NFL that, like, anyone would want to be friends with, I think it's him.
Yeah, he's just the...
He's got to be the coolest. Him and, like, the Kelce brothers are cool.
Yeah, I'd be friends with Travis just so I could hang out with Taylor.
Who else in the NFL would you want to be friends with? I mean, Gronkowski, but he's out.
Yeah.
But that's the thing, tight ends.
I was going to say, tight ends are just cool as fuck.
I think tight ends is the position where, I mean, Aaron Hernandez.
Super cool.
So Bradley Martin is asking all these professional fighters if he can beat them in a fight because he's 260 in a street fight.
Yeah.
Here's the thing. Everyone's clowning on him for it. And I think he's wrong in a lot of cases. Like, even, like, some of, like, the... Like, he has, like, Nate Diaz and, like, Mike Perry, I think, was talking about it, too. And, like all that. I think all those guys obviously wipe the floor with him. But, like, with the Mighty Mouse thing, like, Demetrius Johnson.
Yeah.
Like, the smallest UFC fighters. That's what he's saying is, like, in a street fight, the big dude against, like, a little like dude who trains.
If he's able to literally, right, like, pick him up and drop, yeah, him on the floor.
Well, and they said, they're like, okay, well, we're going to do a jiu-jitsu match between Demetrius Johnson and Bradley Martin. It's like, that's not a street
fight. It's not fair, though.
Street fight is, like, in a parking lot where you can slam a guy on the concrete and, like, headbutt him and, like, and smack him against a car and, mm-hmm, shit. Like, that's what the advantage to being how big and strong he would be is, like, people are like, all right, well, let's do a jiu-jitsu match. It's like, that's not fair.
Mm-hmm.
Or, I mean, like, no, not fair. I mean, he's asking for it, but, like, that's not the line of questioning that he's saying. I actually think that, like,
you have to have the threat of being punched in the mouth
available. Punched in the mouth, and also just like he asked the boxer, Devin Haney, I think, was one of the ones that,
and he's really like, triggered. I kill you. Yeah.
He was like, I kill. And I was like, dude, like, Devin Haney gets like one punch. Like, he gets one shot to hit him. And if he doesn't, like, Bradley's just going to grab him and, yeah, like, just throw him on the ground.
The boxer one, I think Bradley Martin could just because he doesn't have any grappling skills. I don't know, man. Like, I just feel like even if he did get a hold of him, like, he has to knock him out. Like, he needs, because I think as long as he's still awake, he'll find a way to wiggle out of it and fucking take your back.
I don't know.
And also, best thing, I don't know if he's ever been punched by, like, a professional fighter. Like, even those, like, featherweight, tiny weight fighters, if they punch you in the mouth.
Oh, that's why I say he gets one, like, he might knock him out with one punch.
Yeah, that's totally. What, like, right but to the even chin. like everybody has a plan until they get punched in the mouth. Like,
yeah.
Whatever. Like, I think he thinks, like, oh, I'll get in a street fight and I'll run at him and I'll grab him. Dude, you get hit in the side of the head, you're just like, I don't really want to fight anymore.
No, you know, that shit hurt. You get stunned, you get fucked up. But that's the thing is, like, he gets one punch to really,
mm-hmm,
to do it before, like, in a street fight. That's what I'm saying is, like, in a street fight, you can grab a guy by a shirt and swing him around and throw him at a wall and throw him at a car and all this. Like,
yeah,
that's, there's elements of a street fight that supersede the science of, like, that. So, I mean, he is wrong in a lot. Like, I think, you know, I think he's just doing it to be funny or just get clicks at this point. He's like, fuck it, I'll just run up the views.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't think it's that crazy. Like, people are like,
well, he said, like, I think he was like talking to Nate Diaz and he was like,
that's what I said is Nate Diaz. That's not a chance.
No.
Nate Diaz is not that small of a dude. He's like,
he's huge.
He's probably, I mean, now he's a little older now. He probably walks around at like 200 pounds. But, like, you know, he would fight at, I think he fought at 155 for a little, yeah, bit, and then he fought at 170. But, like, you know, so like that. But, like, that, over. It's over. Because not only can he punch the shit out of you, he can fucking grapple you, he can do everything.
He's,
like,
big enough over that he could also move you around. And, like, I agree, if the guy's 100 pounds,
yes,
and you're 260,
like, Devin,
does he even have the punching power to,
yeah,
truly knock you out? Probably.
Because, like, Devin Haney is probably like 140 pounds. And that's like,
and he has no, like, grappling, probably the same grappling skills that he, right, has. You know what I mean? Like,
so it's like,
so that I agree with.
Yeah. Just being that fucking big to grab somebody.
Mm-hmm. And they just run at you, pick you up and throw you on the ground and literally pop your head off your shoulders.
Yeah. Okay.
All right.
This is hands down the worst hookup story that I think has ever happened in the history of mankind.
Yeah, this is as brutal as it gets. I don't even know. Like, I want to make sure we tell the story right.
Yes. Because it almost sounds unbelievable.
Yeah, and I don't know. I don't know how each of us should interject on our account of the stories.
Well, I'll kick it off and I'll take it till your point, and then you run it there. So okay, so
how long ago was this? This was
a couple years ago now, yeah, probably. Yeah. And I'll say this off the bat: that involves a girl and very nice girl. She shall remain nameless in the story. She's good, nice lady, and this is by no means to be told in a classless way towards her. Very, she's a good person, I think. I don't know. Fuck, I don't really know her. But she's remained nameless for the story. So a couple years ago, we went out and we went out to the bar. We had a server and we were getting just wasted. And yeah. And at the end of the night, you know, anything happened that's noteworthy in the night? We were just
no, getting wasted. I think there was a group of like four of us, maybe five of us.
Yeah.
Whatever. Classic debauchery on a Friday or Saturday night. And we got loaded.
Saturday night, because I remember it was Sunday that we woke. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. And so it was like downtown by your old place in Edmonton.
Yeah.
And everybody else went home. You can take it from here.
Yeah. And so we just got wasted, and then everyone else went home, and you were way too drunk, and obviously, so I was like, all right, crash in my place. And I had a loft, so it's like all one big room essentially, but like, you know, the living room, it was like pretty big, so like you could be asleep on the couch and be like very far away from the bed.
Yeah.
You know, so it's kind of separate in that way, but it's all, there's no doors or anything, right? And so and then we go home, you're blacked, and like you're just out on the fucking on the couch.
Yeah.
And yeah, you know, it put you away. And then the server comes over, and so he comes over, and we start engaging in some some good old fashioned Canadian adult sex.
Yep.
and so I can, we're hooking up, and like I'm like, you're passed out like this, and she knows you're this, she knows you're over, so it's fine, whatever. Like, so I'm like, my buddy's passed out on the couch, and we're like this, and but I was like yeah, like my buddy's passed out on the couch in a different room, but she didn't even see the other side of the loft, so like she thinks maybe you're like in a different room, whatever.
Gone. Yeah,
right.
And we need to hammer home how drunk, like, I was.
You were incapacitated, but
beyond drunk. Yeah,
like talking about like you went into baby mode.
Yeah,
like,
yeah,
you went into goo goo gaga. Yeah, type
help,
shit.
Help me get to my bed. Yeah,
yeah, like literally
tuck me in. Yeah, okay.
And so we're hooking up, and before I put you to bed, I was like, yo, like you're still barely coherent, and I was like, dude, I need you to sit here and not move at all. Like,
yeah.
When I mean like not move at all,
don't,
I mean
fuck this up.
You stay here. Yeah. Like, don't move. And that, like, we're hooking up, and then I can like hear you get up and like move around and stuff like that. And I'm like, motherfucker, like, don't fuck this up for me like this. And like, you had like no sense of volume either, because I think I even heard you like knock something over, and you went like oh fuck. And then I hear you walk to the bathroom, and there's only one bathroom in the place.
Yeah.
And I'm like, motherfucker, like this. And then I kind of forget about it, we're still hooking up, and then we're like, we go about the rest of it, finish whatever, and then I'll take it from where you come in.
So I was wasted on the couch, sleeping, like dead asleep. And what had happened was, I don't remember this part. While sleeping on my side, I projectile vomited on his couch and onto his rug. Fully asleep, don't remember any of this. And I get up, and I'm just like, oh, man, I am not.
It's not just, like, vomit a lot.
Everywhere.
Like, a lot of
every, like, empty. I had a bunch of chicken wings at the bar, a bunch of beers. I emptied it all out. And so it's everywhere. I sprayed it everywhere. And so I wake up. I'm like, oh, man, I am just not feeling good. And at this point, like, I don't even remember that Connor's, like, I don't even know where I am.
Right.
Like,
right,
I don't
right.
know where I am.
Yeah.
So I get up.
You're in metaverse mode.
Yeah, I get up. Knock some shit over. Oh, fuck.
I heard, like, something break. Yeah. And you were like, oh, fuck.
Stumble my way into the bathroom. And you know, I have to take a shit. Like, I'm not gonna be around the bush. I have to take a dump. It's like early hours of the morning at this point. I need to shit. So I'm sitting there. And like I was already down to my underwear when I was sleeping. And so like I go to take a shit and I just like get rid of the underwear too. So I'm sitting there.
Yeah, one of the shits where you take off your clothes. Yeah,
dude, I was in a different planet. So I'm sitting there on the toilet. And like, and now I'm going through it. Like my stomach hurts. I just threw it. Like I am the worst I've ever been. So I'm sitting there like hands in my, like my face in my hands. Shitting. And it's not a pretty one. It's not a good one. I'm painting the bowl. And it stinks. It's you don't want to be in there. And then the worst thing imaginable happened. So Connor and his lady had finished up, and I think you had fallen asleep at this point. I don't know.
Yeah, I think I had.
And so she thinks I went back to bed at some point because I'd been in the bathroom for a long time.
I probably fell asleep,
if I'm honest. I don't really remember. She comes into the bathroom. I didn't lock the door. I don't know why. So she swings open the door. And so how the bathroom looks is the toilet is directly in front of the door. So she swings open the door. She sees my pale ass, butt-ass naked, shitting. And it stinks. It stinks in there. And I get startled. So I'm like probably half asleep. I go, huh, huh. And she goes, she's like, oh my God, sorry. Slams it shut. And this is when I come to. I was just like, what the fuck? Where am I? And I'm like, oh my God. Like I'm shit. I was like, what the fuck? I'm in the bathroom shitting.
Dude, chick puking all over my living room and shitting in my, like releasing.
Nothing was safe.
Releasing all of your fucking bodily fluids.
Yeah. I was like going through it.
Like a fucking toddler, dude.
Going through it. So she's obviously terrified. She slams it shut. I think she goes back in the bed.
She goes back to bed. And then, so you're staying in the bathroom, whatever, finish up, whatever. But like, so then the next time that I wake up is to like some like serious, like, so I wake up and I'll say this, you can chime back in with how you started. I wake up the next time, it's when I was 6 a.m. or something. And I hear, I thought I was getting broken into because I hear like 2 people at the door trying to unlock the door or whatever like this. And I kind of like come to, I was like, what the fuck is going on? And then I hear your voice and you were talking to the lock like, come on, motherfucker. Like, just like this. And so to tell you that happened.
Well, okay. So yeah, we got to like, she went back to bed. I get out of the bathroom. I go back to the couch, right? So she's back in bed. I go to the couch. I think whatever, she uses the bathroom and goes back. And now
she used the bathroom after you took.
Yeah.
After
I mean, you... she had to take a piss or something. So I know, poor lady,
this poor fucking woman, dude.
So I'm back at the couch, vomit covered, rug covered couch.
And
I'm not, at this point I can't really sleep. Cause I'm like, what the, like I can't, that chick just like, I can't believe what I just put her through.
And so I remember I came over and seen the puke because I started dumping Febreze on it.
Mm.
I started dumping Febreze and Windex on it because I was like, I'm hoping that this just covers the smell.
The stink, the smell of the vomit and the shit
was like my eyes were watering.
Mm-hmm.
I must have woken up in the night then or something like that, but like, and came over to you and told you to shut up or something like that. And I seen it. I was like, motherfucker. And I'm like, I had the Febreze thing open, just pouring the Febreze on, not even spraying it. Just being like, I'm hoping that this covers it for enough for her to leave in the morning and then we'll deal with it later.
Yeah.
And I'm covering this and like, and I'm just like, I'm under my breath. I'm just like, you motherfucker. Like you fucked me.
Yeah.
And you're just sleeping. You're like, so good, man. Relax. Like, yeah. Relax all that shit. And so continue.
And so whatever. I go back to bed. Connor goes back to bed. I get woken up, I don't know how much longer later, by the girl comes over the back of the couch, and she's like, she like shakes me awake. And I'm like, oh, what's going on? And she's like, can you help me with the lock? And I'm sitting there, like, literally a pile of vomit's right next to me.
And she sees it.
Yeah, too. Like, she sees it. She just used the stinky, shitty bathroom after I ruined it. And she has, she thinks I'm going to help her here. Like, I don't know. I don't know why she came to me. But I'm like, oh, yeah, sure. So I get up. I'm like, what's the problem? And the fucking lock broke from the inside.
Yeah.
So like a deadbolt lock. It like
the lock breaks. We're trapped inside the fucking apartment.
The mechanism breaks. So it's no it, like you, doing you doing this doesn't do anything.
You cannot change it. It's completely fallen off, and you can't change it. Like it is locked shut, and we're trapped inside the apartment. And the smell of vomit and shit is overwhelming.
There's three of us in the apartment. I threw up everywhere in the living room. There's shit. Stink all in the bathroom, and this poor lady, it's probably 6 a.m. she just wants to leave.
All she wants to do is go home.
She doesn't want to be there anymore.
All she's doing is in her head, she's saying, get me out of this fucking living
room. She tried to be polite and like sneak out. Okay, I'm just gonna leave, and the fucking lock breaks on her.
The fucking lock breaks. It's Sunday at 6 a.m. Yeah. Like it's not fucking whatever. It's Sunday at 6 a.m. I wake up to you two trying to fuck with it. You're fucked.
I had like screwdriver. I took the whole thing apart. I could see outside.
Yeah.
And it was still fucked.
And I'm like, you've got to be fucking kidding me. And I'm trying like this. I'm like, go back to bed. Dude. And so it's six in the morning on a Sunday. Like, and I text my lady. And I'm like, dude, please wake up right now. Please wake up. I need you to fucking send somebody to fucking fix this, mm-hmm. right? Like this. And thank God I think he had woken up in the next like half an hour or something like that. And he was sent to 24-hour locksmith. But we're fucking sitting. He said, all right, I'll send someone he said, I'll send a friend. And I was like, oh my God, fuck. And my landlord was a dope at that place.
Yeah.
And so we all go back to bed. You go back to the couch. Us two go back to the bed. We're just staring at the ceiling like mm-hmm. this, not saying a fucking word.
Yeah.
Everyone's just like, dude, like in her head, she was probably like, I need to go back to school. I need to like get my life together.
Yeah,
like,
this is not where I want to be.
This is not where I want to be. And I'm like, this poor woman just wants to, if all she wants to do is leave. And
just leave.
We are
trapped. She wanted to be nice about it. Just get out.
We were trapped in the apartment. And eventually, the fucking guy, the guy that comes to fix the lock is a full blown.
Yeah. Like he's useless,
fucking useless. And the new Rick from the start, because he comes up to the door and he goes, hey, Tyler. And I was like, huh? And he goes, Tyler? I said, Connor. He goes, oh yeah,
yeah.
And I
was like, yeah, good,
here we go. And he starts like fiddling with it. I'm hearing like toy ducks like a whole bunch of like, yeah. It's like a cartoon, like fucking, I'm like, this is fucking brutal. And we're just sitting there like this, listening to this guy fuck with the lock and not saying a fucking word. Yeah. I think at some point I even like was like, hey, sorry. And she was just like,
let's just
don't talk.
Yeah.
Like this. And dude, my eyes were watering at the smell of the fucking vomit taking over the room. And I was just in my head, I was just like, Matt, I'm going to fucking kill you.
I was sleeping peacefully as this all went on. I was like, I couldn't figure it out. I'm out of here.
And this guy's like, and I can't get any. He asked me, I remember at one point I was like, realized how stupid this guy was. Cause he's like, do you have a screwdriver? And I was like, yeah. He's like, can you pass it to me? And I was like,
how, my man?
The door's locked. He's like, mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. He's like, I'll be right back. I was like, oh, my God. Like, it's fucking 7 a.m. at this point. Sunday. We're hungover. There's shit and vomit smelling up the room. Just sitting there just being like, God, please help me. Like, if you exist, please just fucking send something right
get
now.
Get this fucking door off its hinges. Get me out of here.
Eventually, he gets the lock open, just fucking like, just like a school fire drill. Just everyone up, out, fucking see you later. Yeah. Goodbye, like this, out. And then I go over to you. What did we do with the rug? We looked at the rug. I was like, you're buying me a new rug.
Yeah. We rolled up his rug as like a dead body.
Yeah, like literally like a mob hit.
And put it over our shoulders.
Carried it out. Two guys
walked it down. Walked it downstairs into the dumpster. Threw it into the dumpster. I cleaned up the couch as much as I could. Thank God most of it was on the rug.
Oh my God.
And then I bought you a new rug.
Yeah, you did. You did. And I was so mad at you because I took you rug shopping and every single rug I was like, how about this one? You went, uh-uh. I was like, it's not up to you.
I decide the rug.
You were like, how about this one? Like cheap as fuck. I was like, that's $40, man. Like, yeah. And dude, the next time I seen that girl, she was engaged.
Mm.
Yeah.
Good for her.
Good for her. She settled down. That
yeah,
that
she really figured out her life after that night.
She settled down after that.
Yeah, she was like, that fucking guy put me through the worst night of my life.
Poor lass.
So that was one of my lowest nights, but one of the funniest things I think I've ever done.
Just the fucking chances that, like, that happens. I mean, okay, whatever. You threw up and fucking whatever. It's like, oh, whatever. Like, okay, but she can just fucking leave or whatever. Like that. Okay, she walked into the bathroom, whatever. The lock breaks and we're trapped in the apartment.
And that's
the
thing. It's not even like I was shitting and then left, like got out of the bathroom. Like she saw me bare bones, butt naked.
Like not bare bones, butt naked standing. Bare bones, butt naked on the shitter.
With like shit stink in the room. Like the shit stink is with us. Like, I think when we were talking about it, we were like, it was just a series of unfortunate events.
Yep. Yep.
Like nothing... Everything that could go wrong did.
Yeah.
There's nothing else that could have, unless somebody fucking died in that room.
Yeah.
There's no way that could have got any worse.
Yeah.
It was just terrible.
I think the only thing that would have been shittier is if something happened in the apartment that we had to leave. Like, obviously everyone wanted to leave, but like if like a fire broke out and we couldn't leave and we had to like jump out the window or some shit. Like
we're all just naked out the window.
Yeah, like, fuck. That's what I'm saying. Oh, but like man. The fucking lock breaking.
She just wanted to go home.
And this poor woman just wants to go home. If anything, it's like, let this poor woman go home. And she's laying in my bed like this, just being like, I can't believe it, like you did this to me.
Yeah. You fucked me. You fucked me.
You fucked me. And it's not like the sex was great, too. It's not like I blew this girl's mind. And then she was like, at least, you know, the vomit's weird, but at least I had a good night. Like, she was probably laying there being like, dude, I need to find a good man.
Yeah.
Like, I need to, this guy, I should try women. Like, I don't know what I should try, but like.
This guy just whiskey dicked me for an hour. And he's sitting there snoring.
Yeah. I was using a popsicle stick as a splint. Like, yeah. I call it half a score. That was, that's that story.
Yeah,
that's that story for y'all.
So if any of you guys have a bad, as good of a hookup story as that, we'd love to hear it.
As good of a bad hookup story as that, like, I'd love to hear just, that. I would love to go over them on pod.
Yeah.
Because that, I don't think anyone can beat that.
No. When we were talking about it
the lock breaking is what seals it lock, as far as like,
we were no sealed into that. The apartment. We were sealed into the apartment.
You were trapped in the apartment. Oh, no one can leave. No one's saying anything. No one wants to say anything. Everyone wants to leave. The smell... The awkwardness.
And the thing is...
the locksmith is fucking...
like, even if I didn't shit and vomit, just the lock breaking on its own would have been embarrassing.
Yeah.
Like, it would have been like, she has to come to me for help. She wants out. Can't get her out. She has to wait for fucking ever. That sucks. But now there's all these other elements that just make it so much worse.
Yeah, exactly. Like, that's... Yeah. Brutal. Brutal. Good woman, though. Very good woman. She shall remain nameless for the story. And
I hope her engagement goes well and like marriage.
I hope she's married and happy, and I hope she pops out a couple kids if that's what she wants. And I hope she lives a life of never thinking about that again.
Love to get her on here and talk about her accounts of the night.
I kind of would like to too, actually.
I don't know if she would, though.
She wouldn't. I wonder if she would do it like faceless.
Yeah, nameless. We do like the blackface and the robot voice.
Like those drug interrogations?
Yeah.
The drugs are hidden on 34th Street.
Fuck, that would be amazing.
I would love to get her account of it.
Maybe we just send her this and just be like, what do you remember this night? Because I don't know, maybe the bathroom didn't stink that bad. Maybe I didn't shit.
But I would, because there is some elements of the story that like we kind of forget about, like, was I sleeping? When did I wake up? When did I see you vomited? When did I...
Well, that's the thing. I was so drunk for all of it that I'm definitely filling in some blanks.
Yeah. And so I'd love to actually... You know, she was sober.
She saw me naked.
Right.
On the toilet.
No, but I'm saying she has a better account of what the order of operations of all of this. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? And just a better like perspective of like, holy fuck, I cannot believe this just happened.
She'd also probably just like to tell me to go fuck myself, you know? Like, how dare you put me through that?
probably me.
True, actually. Very true.
Yeah.
But yeah, either way, if you guys got some bad hookup stories, we'd love to hear it. We'll talk about it next episode or something.
Yep. But that's that. Guys, we'll end that on a good fucking story for y'all. We're gonna do another recording probably, hey? What do you think?
Yeah.
We'll try to?
Yeah.
And then, yeah, we're going to be doing two recordings per session, which will end up being two biweekly pods. Maybe we'll lean towards one being based off current events and one being not, so that just in case we release it and it's not, doesn't match the times, whatever, we'll figure all that out. But in-person pods, I think is the fucking, I think is what everyone wants. So if that's what you want, you got it. Thanks for rocking with us. I appreciate y'all. Another episode of the Big Brain Boys in the books. We're going to fucking start cranking them out. I appreciate y'all watching. Reminder to subscribe to the YouTube, download the Apple and the Spotify if you want to listen offline for the audio podcast. And we got video on the YouTube if you're only listening to the audio. Other than that, follow the socials at the Big Brain Boys on all platforms. Feel free to DM with any like Q&A, bad advice, topics you want covered. I put them up on the stories like usually 24 hours before the pod, but I'll take into account any ones that just get DM'd at any point. Patsy?
Yeah, appreciate all the support. I mean, it's nice being live in person again. And
yeah,
I hope the fans recognize that like that we want this to work. We want to make it work. So, you know, appreciate everything. And yeah, we'll see y'all next week.
Fuck yeah. All right. Peace in the Middle East.
Peace.